You're listening to a podcast from 702.
So what's making news on the continent? Time, as always, to chat to Crystal Audison for our Africa report. And Crystal, good morning to you. Let's start in Mali. Surprise, surprise, the president has won in a landslide.
Good morning, Bongani. Indeed, this has been, unfortunately, the story of elections across Africa. So President Keita winning a re-election in that runoff. The Electoral Commission said he won 67% of the vote, even though we do know that there were a large section of the population that could not vote due to insecurity. So there were less than 30% of the voters that actually came out to vote. So can an election be free and fair when, for instance, in some areas like Timbuktu, you know, the voting stations didn't even open and there were 36,000 troops that were deployed across the country because of insecurity. So now it's the second time for the 73-year-old leader. Of course, the opposition had accused Keita's government of fraud. He's now won a second-year term, and the opposition says they will be heading to the Constitutional Court. Now, you know, 6 years ago, Bongani, Mali was a failed state because there was chaos in the country and between Islamist fighters. And so they're really struggling to get back on its feet. So there's a real urge and need for, you know, a government in place that will be able to bring security back to the country. And we even saw that the UN Secretary General, Antonio Guterres, called both leaders last night, urging them to really work together to ensure that Mali's back to this peaceful path, because there's about 12,000 troops in that country, Bongani. So it really shows the geopolitical concern and interest that Mali has. And sometimes it seems anyone is desperate for a leader to take over.
And let's go to Angola now, Crystal. This is a very interesting story. Jonas Savimbi, of course, the rebel chief that was a thorn in the side of the MPLA. Now the government is saying they're going to exhume his body and give him a dignified burial.
Yes, Bongani, I think this goes a long way in terms of dealing with reconciliation in the country. Now, he was killed in a battle with the ruling MPLA in February in 2002. Of course, his death really paints the way for a peace deal that brought an end to one of Africa's longest and bloodiest conflicts. Now, his party says the body will be exhumed so that he can be buried in a dignified way. Now, UNITA had met President João Lourenço in Luanda to discuss this and other issues. So UNITA said they definitely received guarantees from the president that this will go. And clearly, these two parties had fought a bitter 27-year-long war, and there was certainly no love lost. But I think the fact that UNITA and MPLA and the president is talking really paves the way for this dignified funeral.
Yeah.
Because after he was killed, he was literally buried at a local municipal cemetery, and this has really caused anxiety. And just for UNITA members, they felt this was disrespectful. A proper funeral now will be held, and there's really a belief that this will go a long way in reconciling the country. This will, of course, take a few months, Bongani, because of, I think, certain logistic issues, because of it's in a faraway province. Also, another issue that was on the table was the issue of pensions for widows, and of course, of former military,
of
former UNITA members. So interesting in what's happening in Angola, Bongani.
All right, unity there, at least for some a sense of reconciliation in Angola. Crystal Audison with this morning's Africa Report.